Chapter 24.
Treen watched the three Jedi ascending the Senate chamber, leaping from platform to platform in a pattern that looked as random and graceful as a waterfall in reverse. The senator had heard a few blaster shots before they'd entered the chamber, and she wondered if any members of the security detail guarding that entrance had been maimed or killed. But it was only an idle curiosity. She had things to do. With a little jerk of her head, she indicated that her aides should step off the platform and into its small access passageway. When they did, she stepped into place at the controls. Switching over to manual, she activated the platform's repulsor lifts and set it into motion, detaching it from its docking brackets and sending it floating out into the open air above the chamber proper. Above and below her, other senators were doing the opposite. Those who had been floating here or there on missions of discussion or collaboration were now scurrying back to the safety of their docks. She maneuvered the platform so that it was above the ascending Jedi. Jaina Solo was in the lead, but in a moment she was overtaken by the reptilian Jedi Master, Saba Sepetine. None of the Jedi had their lightsabers switched on. To Treen, that was a good sign. And no other senators were in the process of moving to intercept them. Another good sign. As Master Sepetine came near, reaching an altitude of only one platform level down from Treen's position, Treen extended a hand and beckoned with a crooked finger. Master Sepetine glanced her way and, after another bound up one level, leapt laterally, landing beside Treen, her weight causing the platform to dip a few centimeters. The Barabel Jedi wore a look Treen interpreted as curiosity.
"This one has only a moment."
"You may wish to take a moment more," Treen replied. "I'll conduct you up. I assume you're headed to the main speaker's area."
"Yes."
Treen set her platform into a climb, sending it towards Senator Rockbender's location.
"What has happened?"
"We have deposed Chief of State Dala."
"Ah, about time."
Though Treen felt as though she had just been stepped on and smashed flat by a rancor, she was proud of herself for keeping her voice impeccably untroubled.
"Are you also suspending the Senate?"
"No, there is no danger to the senators or their role. We simply are assuming the functions of the executive branch for now."
Treen kept her face impassive as her mind raced. She was momentarily unbalanced when Jaina Solo landed beside her and the ascending platform dipped again.
"You already have Chief Dala in custody?"
Treen asked. Master Sabatine nodded.
"We do."
Jaina glanced over the side, watching the ascent of Corran Horn.
"She's in the hands of my parents, and the Master Solasar and others."
"You're facing a bloodbath, you know. A small force like the Jedi Order, as capable as its individual members are, cannot hope to hold the government against the combined might of the armed forces and the will of the people."
"This one and all of the Jedi Council hope that we act with the will of the people,"
Master Sabatine said. The crude outlines of a plan clicked into place in Treen's mind. She'd have to act on her own initiative. There was no time to run her idea past the committee. This would cause trouble, especially with the military contingent. Too bad for them.
"Your action meets with my approval, Master Sabatine, and the approval of others. If you could make me certain guarantees, I might be able to offer you the support not only of some key senators, but also of the majority of the chiefs of the armed forces, all of whom have recently been chafing under Dala's irrational rule."
"Please slow your ascent, Senator Treen,"
the Barabel said. Treen did. A moment later, the increasingly crowded platform swayed again as Corran Horn leapt on to join the others.